Hi, well, good morning, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Whitetail Ridge Ski Area opening coming later this month. Happy December 1st.
Yes, you as well.
We have the tree lighting later today, which should be fun. I saw you had the snowmakers going already.
Yep, we got them turned on Wednesday night about 10 o'clock, and we've been running them since. We'll have to shut them down here in a couple hours. It's gonna warm up today, but yeah, we've
Yeah,
got a
but
good.
it's been cold enough the last couple nights, so.
Yep, we got a good base got started over on the tubing hill.
That's good. I mean, 'cause that's the plan. Usually, generally, this right around this time is when you guys want to get started on getting that base built. I know a couple years ago, actually about a year and a half ago, you guys redid the tubing hill a little bit to get it kind of improved, right? You did the you did the improvements on the top part of the hill to make it a little bit better for the experience, right?
When we put the magic carpet in, we ended up clearing out a bunch of trees, and then over the last couple of summers, we've added more dirt to make almost like a second drop-off to come down, and
Yeah.
we've extended the run. And then on the bottom side, we've actually done some work to level out the bottom and make a little bit of a runoff, so there's no more dangerous ice wall on the end. So now the tubing run itself is almost 1,500 feet.
Well, let's talk about the magic carpet. I mean, that was installed a few years ago, and that really changed. I mean, that really changed the whole paradigm of the ski area. I mean, you're talking about going from getting on a inner tube and riding up the ski hill to literally just holding it and standing there, and, you
Yes,
know,
yep, and
riding up on an escalator, basically. I
and
mean.
it definitely improved things where it's easier for the customers. You used to have to sit in your tube and get hooked on, and then you'd have to roll off your tube and stand up, whereas now, like you said, you can just stand right on
Right.
the carpet itself. And then on our side of things, we used to be able to do about 200 people an hour on the old tow rope, and with the magic carpet, we can send between 800 and 1,000 people an hour up.
Right.
Because with the old tow hooks, you were 25, 30 feet apart, whereas with the magic carpet, you only have to be 10 to 15 feet apart.
Well, and you're looking also at the safety aspect. You're looking at the maintenance aspect. There's all kinds of different things that, besides the amount of people you can pump through there. I mean, it's a huge difference, which is good for business. It's good for safety. It's good for a lot of things. So the magic carpet has been an absolute blessing for you guys.
Yes, and it actually allows us to open the hill earlier because with the old tow hook, it took us 3 to 4 days of snowmaking just to make the snow we needed for that area. Whereas the magic carpet, we don't need any snow to get that
Right.
operational. So it
You just get
actually
on and
not
go,
on our
right?
snowmaking. Yep.
So, what's your planned opening date? I mean, does it still look like the week after Christmas?
I would say yes. I would say the 26th is definitely the best shot we have. I mean, we do have forecasted for really cold temperatures starting Monday night here coming up, and it looks like for like a week and a half, we can pump snow pretty good. That's all depending on if the weather forecast doesn't
Right.
change. So, I mean, there's some potential that we might be able to get a couple days there before the Christmas weekend to do some trial stuff, but I would say that the 26th is still our best
Right.
guess at this time.
And it's always weather permitting, but generally you guys are really good about that, and you work really hard to get that ready. And you know, when the Christmas break comes for a lot of folks, they're ready to come here. I mean, I saw when on social media when we posted that you guys were making snow, there were already people, and it sounds like ready to come. So hey. We're ready to come and go. So, I mean, you got a loyal customer base who likes to come to Whitetail.
I mean, we've been fielding phone calls and emails for the last 2 or 3 weeks asking when it's opening and everything on our end too.
Really? That's nice.
Yep, and we're up to, I mean, we have our group package that comes during the week there, and I believe as of yesterday we had 19 groups already signed up and booked for the winter, and we got two more requests over the night between last night when we closed and this morning when we opened. So
Right. So
we're going to be having them filled up as well.
let's talk about the packages that you have. You know, the campground's closed as of today, but the cabins are still open.
Yep, the cabins will
So
be open year round, so we still have,
talk about how many cabins you
we
have
have
of it.
16 cabins that are available
Yep.
throughout the winter. We got the four big two-bedroom models. We have the smaller two-bedroom right on the lake, and then we have 10 of the new one-bedroom park model style.
Mm-hmm.
So those are available year-round, and then we offer what's called the stay-and-play packs with them.
Yep.
That if you stay either Friday and Saturday night in a cabin or Saturday and Sunday night in a cabin here with us during the winter while Whitetail Ridge is open, that you bring your receipt from your cabin to Whitetail and you get a half off your play day at Whitetail, whether it's tubing, skiing, you know, the whole nine yards. As long as the people in your party are in the cabin with you, you get half off.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yes. Yep. And it's a way for us to, you know, get people to come to both. You know, they can try out the cabins because they're so popular in the summer that people can then use them in the winter, and we get those used, and it's nice and close. So if it is a little bit worse weather, you can still enjoy your day at Whitetail and not have to worry about driving home in bad roads. You can just go right down the road and stay in a cabin.
Yeah, and, you know, there's not just the tubing there. You know, you guys have, as I like to do, I like to go over to the Pineview Recreation Area, and especially in the wintertime, like, you got Trout Falls, you have all the hiking areas there. If you like to cross-country ski or hike, you have all the hiking trails open over there. What can people get from recreational checkout or from the ski area to go and explore those areas?
Yeah, so we do have snowshoes and cross-country skis, and like you said, is we have 3 miles of trails behind Whitetail Ridge itself that with natural snow, we can't make any of our snow back there, but when we get natural snow and our groomer does have the capability to go and groom the tracks in there. And then, right. Yes, the trails on the Pineview side of things, we can't get the groomer to, but that's perfect snowshoeing area. Like you said, you can snowshoe right down to Trout Falls and take a nice winter picture by that while it's running, or we have the Gomez Trail Loop and Pineview Trail as well that are perfect snowshoe opportunities if you don't want to go for quite the 3 mile loop. But also on the cross country trail itself, there's 3 big loops back there. I think the shortest one is a little over a mile and the longest one is about 3.5.
Yeah. And even if there isn't any snow, it's a really nice hike.
Yes.
So, yep. I mean, I enjoy hiking back there all the time. It's just beautiful walking along the La Crosse River. It's a really nice area. And it's all beautifully wooded with big white pines. And, of course, you know, there's a special bench back there that we had set up last spring. So
yeah, absolutely.
So it looks like you guys are really getting set up. You have a full team of people there working at Whitetail. And you guys had a really couple of successful seasons these past 2 seasons at Whitetail. What are you looking forward to this coming season with Whitetail? Are you looking for continued success?
Yeah, I would say that we're in that. We just want to keep the momentum rolling. You know, I don't think we'll ever see what we had a couple of years ago. As much as the COVID pandemic did not help things, it really helped the ski hill because that was one of the things that people could do in those winter months. So those numbers were up. We saw a slight decline last year, but it was still the second best year we ever had. So, you know, I think people got the word out during COVID, so we just want to keep that momentum going, you know, and have another good solid year that hopefully we can break some more records.
Awesome. Well, that's all I had for you, sir.
All right, thank you.